Okay, Parshas Pekudei. You don't always get to hear Parshas Pekudei. Exactly. Right? It's usually sort of swallowed up. Thank you to the crew for setting things up and making it happen. Appreciate it. Welcome back, Harold Aspis. B'chaim to Harold. B'chaim. Baruch atah Olam Shehapu Nei Amidbar.
Amen.
Okay. So, we're going to see a little bit of one piece here on this side, on Tav Mem Hei, and a little bit on the other side. It's actually interesting. I was looking at my the Kliyakar, you know, that I use for preparation, and I had no markings, you know, anywhere around Parshas Pekudei. It's really rare. You know, is it Vayakel Pekudei or Vayakel Pekudei Hachodesh? Right, that was in the Johnny Barrett's engaged year, like that year. Johnny Barrett's Vayakel Pekudei Chodesh. You know, you're in Purim. You know, Purim time. You know, we had. It's funny. We actually have some time to spend on Pekudei. So, if you look at Vayar Moshe at Kol HaMelacha, so this is that Moshe saw all the Melacha. I'm going to read the pasuk to you, Mem Gimel. Vayar Moshe at Kol HaMelacha. Moshe saw all of the work. It was done according to the way that God had said. Right, so that's the beginning. That's the pasuk. It's the end of, it's end of the second to last perek in all of Sefer Shmos. Okay, so Moshe saw all the malachim. What does that sound like?
God.
For what? Right, so there's Vayechal, right, that Hashem ended all the Malacha, Kiboshabasim Kom Lachto, right, and then he gives a bracha. So, Yesh Ladaktik, Laman Emar Mitchil Vatecha Kolavodas Mishkano Amoy, Bechain Emar Basov Kinasu Bnei Israel Kolavoda, Lama Kra Mitchil Avoda Vachach Malacha. It starts, it's initially called Avodah, and at the end it's called Malacha. Ve'od nira hakefel b'shnei p'sukim elu, Ramban Persha amar zeh ala mishkan ve'ala kelim, u'lai da'as harab sheha mishkan nikra Malacha, av'ala kelim nikru Avodah, ha'shem shebohem ayu ovdim avodas ha'korban. So maybe the mishkan was called Malacha, and the kelim, the vessels that were in the mishkan, were called Avodah, because what? Because that's how you served in the mishkan, with the kelim. Okay, very nice. Okay, Nira Lefarish. Next paragraph. Zeh al pi ha-midrash hadorish kol ma'aseh mishkan k'neged ma'aseh bereishis. He says, you know, we need to explain this based on the midrash that that darshins the whole story of the mishkan, the whole narrative of telling the mishkan k'neged ma'aseh bereishis, corresponding to the creation of the world. Al kol ha-midrash b'rabbeinu bachya parshazo milvad arbe dimyonim shosi v'rab mishalo. It's like there's a lot on Rabbeinu Bachya, and he adds his own stuff. Ubazeit yashid gam kin lashon avoda umalacha. Ki al malachas ha-mishkan, shayich lomar lashon avoda. Because in building the mishkan, it makes sense to call it avoda. Ki ba avdu el Hashem yisbarach, because that's how they served God. Vein avoda ki imina eved el adon. And avoda is, you know, a servant to a master. Aval lashon malacha, nofil b'lmecha shemayim ba'aretz. But malacha has to do with creation, creative activity. Kimasha polo selatmo nikra malacha. Because what the poel does, the worker does for himself, that's called malacha. Kumosh nemar masa gracious by chalumim by yomashvi malachto. Vigomer uchmosh matzin masa gracious nemar b'chol malacha kito. After every malacha, it said, you know, God looked around and saw it was good. Right? That God looked around and he said it was very good. Now, interestingly, there's a shita that says that every time it says the word, how do we know? Gemara and Shabbos talks about this. How do we know that there are 39 malachas? Actually says, how do we know there are 40 minus 1? How do we know that 39 malachas? Right? Those are the forbidden labors on Shabbos. How do we know? So there's two opinions. One opinion is, it's reflective of all of the different kinds of activity, the different kinds of labor that went into building the Mishkan and the upkeep of the Mishkan and the daily upkeep of the Mishkan. All the things we're not allowed to do are contained within that. Like the concept being that, like, you know, the Mishkan is a sanctuary in space, And Shabbos is sanctuary in time, right? It's kind of the same, right? The other opinion is interesting, and it's before like kind of like Bar Ilan, you know, word search or Google or whatever. The other opinion is it's connected. It corresponds to the amounts of times that it says the word melacha, melechet, melacho, any sort of variation of that word in the Torah. So you count up, all right? And it's 39. It's interesting. I want to do the word count. I was teaching it to my kids, and I'm like, guys, do a little. Did it come out the way that the Gemara meant? So, but the Gemara actually talks about, like, yeah, take out a Torah and let's count it, you know. But it basically is the idea of malacha. This malacha counts here also, right? This is the beginning. The malacha, malachto, right? God's work. Because really, how do you define malacha? I said labor. It's not labor. Is it really laborious to go over to a light switch and switch it? That's not laborious. So what does it really mean? It's creative activity. To me, that's the working definition of malacha, right? Creative activity, right? So when I turn the light switch, even though it's not laborious, I built a circuit, right? It's creative activity, right? So that's the issue and that's the idea. And that's how, you know, seeing this parallel between the Mishkan and the creation of the world is extremely important and poignant. Ki yesh lecha dvarim sheim tovim, sheim kol achad bifnei atzmo. Aval sheim meoravim yachad einan tovim, kein zu begam olah yafeh, al kein amar v'masa breshes, shekulam ayu tovim, kshaya kol achad mehem be'atzmo, dainu tov pratim. Meaning every single creative activity was good. V'ach kach amar shegam tov kvali ayah bohem. Then it says, you know, it was good in the end, but very nice. So what we see is a parallel between Masa Bereshit, creation of the world, and the Melechus HaMishkan, creating the Mishkan. Turn the page. Vayivarach Otam Moshe. So then Moshe gives a bracha, right? And that's again, Vayivarach Elohim Yitzchak Moshe Mimekad, they show so, right? Hashem blessed the seventh day. Here, Moshe blesses the Mishkan. By the way, and I've pointed this out before, but it's also just cool if you haven't noticed it, or if you didn't hear the first, like, so we said that there's a parallel, right? Hashem creating the world, Moshe building the Mishkan. Vayivarach Otam Moshe. Take Moshe, look at the letters of Moshe, put it backwards.
Hashem.
Yeah. Isn't that cool? It's like, it's really cool, right? It's the idea of like, it's not that Moshe is Hashem, right? It's that there's a partnership, right? Judaism is about a partnership between man and God, right? And Moshe reflects that partnership, obviously, in the ultimate fashion. So ma bracha bercha. So they say, what bracha did Moshe give to the Jewish people? Yiratzon shetishrei shechina b'maase yedeichem. May it be your will, Hashem, that may be your will that the divine presence rests in your handiwork. Right? It's a bracha. You know, you guys worked so hard on it. They, you know, fundraising and building. We know it's a big deal, right? May the shechina rest here. And based on the pasuk, v'hi noam Hashem alokeinu aleinu u'maase yedeinu konenu aleinu u'maase yedeinu konenu. Okay, may the pleasantness of the Lord, of God, you know, rest upon you, and the work of your hands be established. Very nice. Pirush Rabbeinu Bachya, l'fi she'nemar, so Rabbeinu Bachya says, he's into quoting Rabbeinu Bachya today, l'fi she'nemar b'tchilas ha'mizmor, tfila l'moshe isha Elohim. So how do we know that the bracha was, v'yino am Hashem, right, which is the Medrash, because Rabbeinu Bachya says, the beginning of that mizmor in Tehillim is Tefillah LeMoshe. It's the prayer of Hashem, of Moshe. When do we say that? Psuki Dezimra on Shabbos. I'll read it for you. It begins Tefillah LeMoshe Isha Elohim. The Tefillah of Moshe, the man of God, and then it ends V'inu Moshe Elokeinu Masdin Kaleinu Masdin Koneinu. So he says, look, the book ends. It's a tefillah of Moshe. What's Moshe's tefillah? It's Vinoam. That's the bracha that he gave to the Jews after they completed the Mishkan. Says the Kli Yakar. What are you making this up for? What are you talking about? By the way, it doesn't say, it would be better actually if it would have said, not tefillah of Moshe, but what should it say? Birkat Moshe. Bracha le Moshe. It's tefillah Moshe. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about. The entire mizmor, this entire stanza, doesn't talk about the building of the Mishkan. So what, like, just because you have Moshe's name and a tefillah, and then at the end, but the whole body, right? So again, it's literally the bookend. Tefillah Moshe, Vinoam is the end. So that doesn't make any sense. And he says, no, that's actually not true. The Omer Ani, sheyesh remez nachon al binyan ha-mishkan b'tchilas ha-mizmor u'bisofo. He's like, actually not true. You have an allusion, a biblical allusion to the building of the Mishkan in the beginning and in the end. What's the pasuk? It says, Hashem ma'on ata hayita. Tefillah Moshe Elohim, right in the beginning, Tefillah Moshe Elohim, Adonai ma'on ata hayita lanu b'dor v'dor. Hashem, in abode have you been for us in all generations. Abode have you been for us in all generations. What does that say? What's it talking about? Hashem ma'on ayita. Guys, you say it every Shabbos. I don't sometimes. I come back, right? What does it mean? You are our abode. Is that talking about a Mishkan? Actually, those of you who have gone through, those of you, lahavdil, to those who haven't, but have gone through experiences of loss, you said Shiva, you should know what this means. What do people say to you when they walk out of the room? Hamakom Yinachem. Who's Hamakom?
God.
It's Hashem. So Hashem, ma'on ata hayita lanu b'dor v'dor, it's the idea that Hashem is the place of the world, is the makom of the world. Now we're going to explore that. Here he says, so he says, we can explain it this way. When Shlomo inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, he said, the heavens and the host and the heavens above the heavens cannot sustain you, Hashem, cannot sustain you, Hashem, right? Can't hold. Neither can this house. What does it mean? This house, the Beis HaMikdash, cannot what? Cannot contain you. It can't hold you. Zeu Shamar, Hashem Ma'on Atayita. Atame Ono Shalom, Hashem, you are the place of the world. Vein Olam Makom Ma'on Lecha. And nowhere in this world can be a place for you. You are Mekomo Shel Olam. You're the place of the world. There can be no place that contains you. So what are we building Mishkan for? What do we have a basic Knesset? What do we a shul for? V'natan mofed al zeh, sh'arei b'terem harim yuladu, v'atechol el eretz v'tevel, u'me'olam ad olam ha-to'el. Right, that's the next pasuk here. V'terem harim yuladu, I'm hoping, right, that during Pesukah Zimmer tomorrow, you're going to have a new kavanah. V'terem harim yuladu, right, before mountains were fashioned, were born, v'atechol eretz v'tevel, and you're like carving out the land and the universe, u'me'olam ad olam ha-to'el. And, you know, forever and ever, you were there. What does that mean? If God was meant to, be contained within a place, if God could be contained in a place in the world, before the world was created, right? Because it's saying, Hashem, you were there before the mountains were made, before the universe were made. You were there. Wait a minute. How could God be there if what? If Hashem sort of lives in this world, can be contained in the world, where would God have been before the world was? But we're saying He was. Me'olam ve'ad olam ha-to'el. You were there. Okay, sorry. It's a little deep, but I think it's really awesome. Okay? Fine. Elavad la'she'in olam mekomo. Therefore, it's obvious that the place, the world is not Hashem's place. Whose place is the world?
Us.
Humanity's place. Adaraba. What's Adaraba? Good, awesome. Give me Yiddish. Pum fakert. Pum fakert. Good. Huyi parach makom u'ma'on l'chol ha'olam. Hashem is the place of the world. Ve'echi tachin she'itzaveh lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu libno lo bayit ki'ilu haya mikomim b'makom. How could it be that we're going to build a house and say, oh look, ve'asu li mikdash v'shechanti b'docham. Good, I'm going to dwell in this house. Make a mikdash for me. Al zeh amar kimitareitz tashei v'enav shavdaka v'atomer shuv v'nei adam. And that's why it continues and says, Tashev Enosh Ad Daka, that humanity sort of lives in this lowly place, and you've said, return to humanity. You've said, return, do tshuva to people. Hutracha Kodesh Baruch Hu Levater Al Kvodo. Hashem needed to forego His own honor. V'lasot Lo Mador B'tachtonim. Hashem had to figure out a way to create a place that He could be here for. Why? Because otherwise we're lost. He has to do it for us. Okay? Kedei limchol lahem ha'alvan ha'egel. Why? Because I need to atone for them. I need to allow myself, said Hashem, to forgive them for the golden calf. Ki ladad rabbeinu, rabbeinu haya mishkan kulo kapara al-mas-egel. That's why the mishkan was built as a kapara for the egel. V'ulai mitam ze'anasa mishkan al-tmunana olam bichlalo. And perhaps that's why Hashem made the mishkan based on the picture or the blueprint of the world, of creation, of the universe. That's what we said earlier. Because before the world was created, they say that before the Torah was given, they say the world was tohu. The world was chaos and confusion. The Gemara says that the world is broken up into thirds. The world is 6,000 years, will be 6,000 years. The Gemara says we're in 5784. Okay. History is moving, right? There's 2,000. The first 2,000 years are the years of Tohu. The second 2,000 years, this is Gemara in Sanhedrin. Second 2,000 years are the years of Torah. The third 2,000 years, the final third, the third are the years of Mashiach. If you match it up, it works, right? The years of Tohu ended when Abraham started preaching to the world. When is Abram born, according to Seder HaDorot? 1948. It's an easy one to remember, right? Abram's born 1948. He starts preaching to the world when he's around 40, 50 years old. And at 75, that's when Hashem says, all right, I like what you're doing. Go to Eretz Yisrael. That's when the years of Torah start. They don't start at Matan Torah, right? But essentially, right, it's cemented at Matan Torah. And what he's saying is, that the world was tohu before, right? What does tohu mean? It was literally chaos, confusion. It was godless. It was amoral. It was it, right? We're kind of reverting, you know? We're going back, right? That's why there was Hamas everywhere. Then there's Hamas here, okay? So the world was tohu. And then Hashem gives us the Torah. So now the Torah gives us definition. The Torah gives us, right? It's not chaos and confusion. We have laws. We have a Bill of Rights. We have, right? Humanity, the Ten Commandments, etc., right? And then what happens? So wait a minute. So then they do the egel. Moshe comes down. He breaks the luchos. What happens? The world now reverts. It's back to chaos. Chazar olam latovavo. There's no Torah. There's no right. Ukshinit kaper lahem abona egel. And when Hashem atoned, and when it's atoned, the sin of the egel is atoned for. Yatsa olam shenis mikal tovavo. We now left chaos and confusion again. And it was as if the world was created anew during this time. So therefore, what happens? What do we do? Okay, there were malacha then. There's going to be malacha again. There was building then. There's going to be building now. There was creative activity then. And that's how the Mishkan is built. Hashem has to recreate the world. How does he do it? Through the Mishkan. Now the world is back, right? The world is back on its where it needs to be. And he says, that's the idea of Zenatana Kodesh Baruch Pischam Pela Balei Tshuva, and that's why Hashem gives an opening of a mouth, meaning to be able, you know, to sort of for a Baal Tshuva to be able to say, like, okay, good. I messed up, but I can fix it. Lo, as the Gemara says, Lo asu Yisrael te egel elikadein litein pischon pele bali tshuva. The Gemara says that the only reason the Jews made the egel is to give pischon pe, is to allow bali tshuva in the future to have like some, you know, some leg to stand on, to be able to say, you know what, they did it and they did tshuva, and you accepted them, you should be able to accept me too, right? V'zehu shamar kamataritz. Lama zeh ve'alma zeh tziva libnot lo bayit ba'aretz. And this explains why and how it could be that Hashem would charge us to build him a house in this world when what? No house can hold him. Shlomo said it. Hashem said it. David HaMelech says it, right? Hashem's the makom shel olam, right? He can't go into a place, but Hashem says, no, I'm going to do that. L'fisha ratzel ashid b'tshuva enosh ad daka. He wanted to bring back people who had fallen to a low level. Enosh ad tashev, enosh ad daka. Return from your lowly place. Darshir Shuma Samar, daka, Rashi Tevos, dam kfira isha. It's the Rashi Tevos of dam, of blood, murder, kfira, denying the validity of God, and Isha, basically adultery. Ki b'maseh egel abru ashlashtan, it's a famous medrash that says that through the egel, they did all three things, right? They did murder, the big three, the cardinal sins, right? Murder, adultery, idolatry. It's clearly idolatry. Murder, we know that's for sure one person they killed. Who'd they kill? They killed Hur, who was Miriam's husband,
son.
Correct?
Son.
Miriam's son. They killed Hur, and I always forget that. I apologize to Hur. Adultery, because it says Vayikumu L'tzachek, they got up, they were consorting, there was adulterous stuff. It was a big orgy. It was a bad thing. Zeu she'amar v'atomer shuv b'nei Adam, and that's what it means when it says that you said return. Mikano l'haba ke'en l'cha shum monea min hatshuva ki mo'ila hatshuva b'shalosh averos elu kavachomer shetov b'kalos v'yam. So if tshuva could work for the big three, then of course tshuva could work for anything. So what did Hashem ultimately say? Hashem said, you know, I'm going to lower myself to be able to be there for you. V'acharkach, it says, ki elef shanim de'enecha, right? There could be 1,000 years in your mind, in your eyes. Yireel avadecha hakol medaber b'inyan hatshuva she'u omei ba adpasuk yireel avadecha fa'alecha chazar ledaber me'inyan b'inyan hamishkan. And then it says, you should see your servant's works. That's the binyan HaMishkan. That's building the Mishkan. Habanui b'tapnit binyan kol olam shaya pe'ulat Hashem Yisbarach. Right? It was built parallel to the creation of to the world itself, the universe. L'chach amar yirel v'techa fa'alecha shir shamayim shamecha ma'aseh etzbotecha, etc., etc. Fine. Skip ahead. Let's finish up. V'amar. And now we end. V'yinoam Hashem Elokeinu aleinu v'shinemar v'asu l'mikdash v'shachanti v'tocham. It says, make a mikdash and I'll dwell within it. B'tocholo ne'amar, it doesn't say, I'll dwell within that house. What does it say? B'tocham. V'ela b'tocham. Ki ikar ha-shechina b'avur Yisrael. The idea that Shechina is not living in that house. Shechina is living in us. Right? It's living in all of the Jewish people. Al kinamar shenoam Hashem, danu zivad rav Shechina su yisparach yaleinu. Right, and the works of our hands should establish us. It's talking about the divine presence, and so on and so forth. That God literally, as it were, lowered Himself to be there with us in order to what? To show us that tshuva counts. That at the end of the day, this world is here for humanity. In my world, that doesn't work, but in this world, it does. And I'm going to be here for you, no matter what. Whether you've sinned, whether you're downtrodden, you're doing this, you're doing that, I'm always going to be here for you. And it speaks to me, just to end, relating to the Megillah, the Siva Shalom says that when Mordechai goes to Esther, I talked about this a little bit last night, but it's a different take. Mordechai goes to Esther, right, and you know, say, hey, you got to go to Achshverosh, I can't do it. Nervous, right? So, no, you're going to have, don't worry. It'll get better. There'll be a salvation. You'll see, there'll be a salvation. But, I want it to come through you. If it doesn't come through you, it'll come through somewhere else and whatever, and you're gone, right? You'll be lost in the annals of history. And then what does she say? She goes back to him and says, you know, fine, I'll do it. And what does she say? Leich knos kol yodim asher b'shushan. Go and gather all the people that are in Shushan and fast for me for 3 days, etc., etc. It was Pesach, actually. They didn't eat on Pesach. They didn't eat matzah, right? Fast for me 3 days, etc. So the Nesiv Shalom goes, he says, you know, in the Megillah, you don't find anywhere that Mordechai actually went out and told all the people, guys, go and gather everyone, and blah, blah, blah. Why is Esther saying it? So like, what's going on? And he says, because there's really two ways of looking at the world. They're both right in some level, but different people have different ways of seeing things, how salvation can come. When it came to Esther, Esther's like, you gotta do something. You gotta do something. You gotta get up there. You gotta be an activist. You gotta stand up. You gotta shout. You gotta gather everyone. You have achdus. We gotta do it. And then Hashem will respond in kind. That was the Esther model. The Mordechai model is not Leif Knos. The Mordechai model is Rebach Ve'atzala Ya'amod La'Yehudi. The Mordechai model is I am confident. I guarantee you there will be a Hatzala. Right? The Jewish people, Netzach Yisrael Lo'Yishkar. I just named a kid yesterday, Ben Winchell, who we named Ben Elisa's kid. They named her Neely Esther. You know why they named her Neely? So it's not named after anyone.
It's
and they put it on, exactly, they put it on Instagram. Jordana's like, Jordana sends me the thing, like, wow, these are my favorite people. You know, Netzach Yisrael lo yeshaker. They named her Neeli. Netzach Yisrael, the eternity of the Jewish people will not falter. Netzach Yisrael lo yeshaker. Netzach nun yud lamed yud. The eternity of the Jewish people will not falter. We're going to be okay.
That's your mother's name.
Beautiful. And that's pshat. That's Mordechai of Revach Ve'atala Yamod LeYehudim Makom Macher. It's going to happen, right? And obviously, we need to do a combination of both. And that's what I think what we're seeing here. It's like, yeah, we messed up. Things were bleak, right? The Jewish people. Hashem literally is talking about destroying the Jewish people. Haman. Lahavdil. Hashem is saying, I'm going to destroy the Jewish people. I'm done. We'll start with you, Moshe. Moshe says, no way. Not going to happen. Okay, we got to do something. I don't believe in this, right? And that's the idea. Hashem, we're going to figure this out. We're going to figure this out because we always do. We always have. How long it'll take, when it'll happen, right? To imagine anyone who was living during the Holocaust. I'm not comparing what we're doing to the Holocaust, but it's like, you know, you're seeing things that are scary, right? You know, could you have imagined? My grandmother would say it. Not just every bar mitzvah. Every, like, you know, 7-year-old birthday party. I never could have imagined that I would be here today. And it's true. When it's 1943 and you're starving, living in a concentration camp and being worked to death and you lost your parents, you don't think it's ever going to end, right? But it did. And this is, Baruch Hashem, it's not comparable at all, right? But that's the point. It's going to get better. We have to believe that it's going to get better. We have to have the Mordechai piece. It's going to get better. But we also have to have the Esther piece of Masi Adenu Kol Nolein. You know how it gets better? It gets better also because we have to put in the effort. And we have to do something. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will respond in kind and establish the handiwork of all that we've done, of our hands. And Emir Tzashem, the Shechina will reside with the Jewish people. And the world, one day, the world will see the light that we see shining in our places and spaces every single day. Shkoyach, everyone.